Hare Krishna. So today we will tell the quality of well-wisher. What? Well-wisher. Okay. So there was this great devotee Advaita Acharya. Okay. See in this picture it is given. Hari Bol. See in this picture, the one who is wearing this white dhoti, he is Advaita Acharya. Who is he?
Advaita Acharya.
He is the incarnation of Vishnu and Shiva combined. So he saw that everyone is just involved in sense gratification activities. They are not using their they are always just enjoying. Just spending money for all useless purposes. They are not spending it for good purposes. So he was feeling so bad. And he read somewhere that by just using water and tulasi leaves, just by using handful of water and tulasi leaves, you can please the Lord. So what did Advaita Acharya do? He went to the banks of Ganga. He used to take 3 times bath in a day. And what he did? He took Narasimha Shaligram Shila. Shaligram Shila means it is like a stone, but it is not an ordinary stone. It is a divine, it's divine, it's Shaligram Shila. Basically, it is non-different from Krishna. You get different Shaligram Shilas. Austerity, sit properly. So Advaita Acharya, he was feeling very bad. So what did he do? On the bank of Ganga, he was sitting and he took Narasimha Shaligram Shila. There are different types of Shaligram Shila. Damodar Shila is there, Narasimha Shila is there, then Govardhan Shila is there, different type. So he took that Narasimha Shaligram Shila, and it is not a stone. If you go to Giridhari temple, that is our ISKCON temple, just below the lotus feet of Krishna, down, there is an asana in which there is a Shaligram Shila. You can go and check it. Okay? That is non-different from Krishna. Means, there is no difference between Krishna and Shaligram Shila. So, like that, there was another one, Narasimha Shaligram Shila. Advaita Acharya, every day used to go. He used to bathe that Narasimha Shaligram Shila with handful of Ganga water. He used to place tulasi leaves on the Shaligram Shila. And he used to call out the names of Krishna so loudly that the names of Krishna crossed all the 14 planetary systems and it reached the ears of Krishna. So loudly he called the names of the Lord. Because he was concerned, see what happens if we just keep on enjoying, not spending. What we do? When exams are there, every day we'll go to temple and we'll chant the rounds, Krishna, please remind me. And the day exam is over, immediately we'll go to see some cinema. Or we'll go to eat some popcorn outside or some pizza outside or McDonald's or whatever. No? Till exam day, yes. Tomorrow you keep my paper nice, it should be easy. I'll do 10 rounds today for you or I will do more chanting and all. Once the exam is over, forget God. Go. Everyone wants to enjoy. But devotees are not like that. They feel bad. Oh, these people are going to enjoy, but they don't know in that enjoyment. If 5% enjoyment is there, but you feel it as enjoyment, there will be 100% of sorrow behind it. But we don't know that. For instance, you go and see the movie. What happens? You see dirty things in that movie. All those dirty pictures come and sit in your heart. And then you want to do those things. Otherwise, why do you see small children having guns in their hands? Because you see all that dishum in the TV and even you want to do that. But if you go to temples, the devotees are chanting, the devotees are reading Bhagavadam, the devotees are cooking for Krishna, the devotees are cleaning the temple for Krishna, the devotees are doing so many things. Then whatever you see that you will get into your mind and you will start doing those things. See, if a father, if he is offering obeisances to Krishna, even the child will offer obeisance to Krishna. If the father smokes cigarette, even the child wants to smoke cigarette. Okay. So Advaita Acharya was feeling bad because of all this bad, all the people who had bad character. So he called out the names because he said, Krishna, you come and you teach these people to become better people. Sit properly. So he said, you come and teach. So the Lord, he came as Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he can deliver the fallen souls. So this way, it is, there are two aspects for well-wisher. That is, one is Krishna is easily pleased. You don't have to go through hard worships. Like for example, there are different yoga systems. You can't sit for 2 hours like this. There is something called Ashtanga Yoga, in which you have to sit like this and control your senses. No looking, you are no looking there. Control all the breath. And then there are 8 steps for that. It's very difficult. But Prabhupada is giving such an easy thing. You don't have to do all those things. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is enough. It's above Ashtanga Yoga. So Ashtanga Yoga and all, you have to go in some things, you have to twist your body like this, you have to sit through so many different things. But Krishna is easily pleased. Just offer one tulasi. Now see, it is summer season. It's like how you keep on drinking water. Offer maximum water to tulasi plants in your house. So the more keep on watering tulasi, then she'll feel cool and she'll keep you cool. So basically, you should always take, and you know, if you want to please Krishna, it's very easy. Take one tulasi leaf, put little chandan below it and offer it at the lotus feet of your Krishna photos at home. Krishna becomes very pleased. Yeah, so this way it's very easy to please Krishna. The second aspect of well-wisher is Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev, when he was leaving his body, at that time Krishna came there. See, basically when you are leaving the body, that is when you are dying, at that time, that is the most perfection. At that time Krishna should be in present in front of you. And it's not easy. Like that only Krishna will not come in front of everyone. Why? Because when you are dying, when you think of something, that you'll become in your next life. That is told in Bhagavad Gita. If you just keep on playing cricket all the time, what will happen? Next lifetime you won't become Gavaskar or some Kapil Dev or something. You'll become the cricket insect. If too much cricket, you just cricket, cricket, cricket. So much of cartoon, 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 what will happen? You'll become cartoon in your next lifetime. You want to become Mickey Mouse's next year lifetime?
No.
Then don't see so much cartoon always. Always seeing all the time cartoon movies. So like that, whatever you think. Like there is a person, there was a great devotee in Bhagavadam who was taking care of his deer. Sometime I'll tell you that story. He was taking out the deer, so next lifetime he became deer. But there is a great devotee who in one lifetime, who thought of Krishna and he became Narada Muni. So it depends on you, what you want to become next lifetime. So Bhishma Dev, at the last moment of his life, Krishna came. So the point is, now Bhishma Dev, all of you know Bhishma Dev? Bhishma, do you know who is Bhishma? Do you know what Mahabharat war was held between two parties? Between whom it was held?
Kauravas and Pandavas.
Pandavas and Kauravas. You know the grandfather of Pandavas?
Yes. Bhishma.
You know the grandfather of Pandavas?
Yes.
Grandfather of Pandavas is Bhishma. He's a very great devotee. To who do not know, the grandfather of Pandavas was Bhishma. He was a very great devotee, very powerful archer. You know what's the meaning of archer, right?
Yes,
who sent the bow and arrows. He was so, see, although you feel that he is so old, he is a Buddha, you feel. But still, even at that age, if he would send one arrow, nobody can see. So powerful his arrows was. Such a powerful person, Bhishma. And to that person, what happened after some days? Arjuna gave him bed of arrows. Bed of arrows in the sense, in the fight, one day it so happened, Arjuna, he shot, went on shooting arrows on his grandfather. And the reasons of this is because his grandfather took the wrong side. I mean, he was a good person, but there are reasons why he took the wrong side. It was Krishna's plan. He was with the Kauravas. Although he was a very good person, he was a Mahajan, he was a great devotee. But still he was on the side of Kauravas. So Bhishma Dev, he was side of the Pandavas. I'm sorry, on the side of Kauravas. So one day after a lot of the war was going on, in that one day what happened? Arjuna, he went on hitting arrows on him. So what happened? Bhishma was filled with arrows. Is it clear?
Yes.
So he was on a bed of arrows. Can you imagine? Bed of arrows. Sometime I'll show you the picture if possible. He was fully covered with arrows. You have seen?
Yes.
You have seen?
All arrows are there on his back.
Yeah, all arrows. From neck to everything. Okay, you know. You all know, right? You have seen that. So Bhishma was full of, you couldn't even put place in between. But see, if you and I get little bit hurt, what will happen to us? Do you think of Krishna? No. But Bhishma, can you imagine the pain of one arrow? Bhishma was filled with arrows. But still, with that also, that much pain, still he was taking the names of Krishna with full devotion. He never said, "What Krishna, the whole day I keep on chanting your names, but still you gave me this bed of arrows." He never complained. So he was in the bed of arrows, he was taking the names of Krishna. Krishna could not sit in Hastinapur. He wanted to leave. He said, my devotee is calling me, I have to go there. So Bhishma Pitama, Krishna along with the Pandavas. Now after the Mahabharata war, who won the war?
Pandavas.
So they became the emperor of the whole world. So what did they do? They came in chariots, very royal chariots, decorated with gold and all, and horses were decorated. They were with royal robes. They were coming to meet Bhishma, because Bhishma was going to live his... Yeah, the chariot. This is the chariot during the Mahabharata war was used. This chariot was given to Arjuna by Agnidev. This is different. This is different. This chariot is different. No. That's what I am telling, no? It's in Bhagavad Gita. But that is another chariot. This chariot was specifically used for the war. Okay. So then what happened? When Krishna was coming along with the Pandavas to see Bhishma, from all the rishis throughout the universe, Vyasadev, then Narada Muni, then whoever, all the rishis, Daumya, everyone came there at the bedside of Bhishma Pitama. And then what happened? Yudhishthir was feeling very bad because millions of people died in the war. So Yudhishthir thought, I am the person who is responsible for killing all these millions of people. So Krishna tried to make him understand that, see, you are not the cause of killing all these millions of soldiers. But Yudhishthir was not able to understand what he was saying. So what did why? Because Krishna sitting in the heart of Yudhishthir did not want Yudhishthir to understand what he is explaining. Are you able to understand what I am saying?
Yes.
Is everyone understanding what I am saying?
Yes.
Yes. So Yudhishthir was not understanding what Krishna was speaking to him, because Krishna sitting in the heart of Yudhishthir, because in everyone's heart Krishna is there. So Krishna was not making him understand. So that way, if you people take this chanting of holy names, then Krishna will make you understand everything. If you don't take his names, he can, it's his desire. He may not even help you to take, remember everything, right? So Bhishma, because Krishna wanted Bhishma Dev to explain to Yudhishthir. That is why Yudhishthir and Krishna and all the Pandavas, they assembled at the place where Bhishma Dev was lying on the bed of arrows. And at that time, Krishna requested Bhishma Dev to explain to Yudhishthir about all the things, that first of all, he was not the cause of the millions of soldiers being killed, and the second thing is, he wanted to explain to him how you should be a good king. There are rules and regulations how you should be a good king. Now if you and I are there, say suppose someone is in ICU and someone brings and says, hey, can you explain some nice rules and regulations to this person? Arey, dikhai nahi deta, main ICU mein khada hu. I'm sleeping in ICU. What is this? You don't realize. But Bhishma was not like that. Are you understanding my point? Bhishma was not like that. He was lying on the bed of arrows and he explained everything to all the rules and regulations. How you should be a king. How you should take care of your citizens. How you should protect them. Everything he gave instructions to Yudhishthir. Then what did Yudhishthir do? He was gradually pacified. And now Bhishma was thinking of only one thing. See, Bhishma Dev, he likes one form of Krishna very much. And I'll tell you now what form it is. Basically, when the war was going on, should I continue?
Yes.
When the war was going on, at that time, one day, Duryodhana came to Bhishma and said, "You are partial to the Pandavas. You are not killing them because you like them very much." So Bhishma got, see, basically he was a Kshatriya. So a Kshatriya, for a Kshatriya cannot tolerate insults. So what did Bhishma do? He said, "Okay, take these 5 arrows. These 5 arrows are for killing Pandavas. Powerful arrows." So do you think Krishna will keep quiet now? No, because Krishna was, see, the Pandavas won the whole war only because Krishna was on their side. You all know this? Krishna was on the side of Pandavas. So what happened? Because Krishna was on the side of Pandavas, the Pandavas could win the war. So now what happened? Krishna sent Arjuna. See, the Kshatriyas, however they may be, the fighting spirit is there in the war, but in the evenings they will be very cool. I mean, they will be very welcoming to their relatives. So that day what happened? Evening, Arjuna, Krishna sent Arjuna to meet Duryodhana. So then Duryodhana said, "Oh, my dear brother, come here." So then, because he was a small, the younger brother, he said, "Oh, please, please welcome." Duryodhana welcomed Arjuna. And Arjuna, he said, "What do you want? How can I serve you?" So then Arjuna said, "I want those 5 arrows. So then Duryodhana said, "Oh, is that so? Okay, take these 5 arrows. Duryodhana gave the 5 arrows which were meant for killing the Pandavas. So he gave those arrows.
Duryodhana was knowing that it was used for killing 5 Pandavas.
I know, yeah. Bhishma Dev told, "Take these arrows for killing the Pandavas." He knew that, but still he gave it. This is, so in the, he gave the arrows. Then Bhishma came. Then he said, "Where are the arrows?" So then Duryodhana said, "I gave the arrows to Arjuna. You're a fool," he said. Because now he was accusing that you are taking side of Pandavas, so you are not killing them. And now he gave the arrows to them. So anyway, so then Bhishma Dev promised at that time. What was his promise? And one more thing I want to tell you is, before the war started, one day Duryodhana went to meet Krishna to take his help. And what did Duryodhana do? He went and sat at the head side of Krishna. And Arjuna also came to take help. And Arjuna came and sat at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna was sleeping at that time. Do you think Krishna sleeps? No, he was just pretending. He was just lying down there. And then Krishna got up and first he saw Arjuna. And he said, "Oh Arjuna, you have come here. What do you want?" Then Duryodhana said, "I came before him. But I saw him before you," Krishna said. So then, "Okay Arjuna, what do you want? Do you want my Narayani Sena?" Narayani Sena means the army of Krishna. Just imagine Krishna's army, how powerful it will be. There were so many Akshvenis of armies, people. One Akshveni means thousands of elephants, thousands, so many thousands. I don't know the figure exactly, some 10,000 elephants and some 10,000, so many horses, elephants and soldiers and all, big. That comes to one Akshveni. Like that, there are many Akshvenis in the Narayani Sena of Krishna. So he said, "Do you want my Narayani Sena or do you want me?" So Arjuna said, "I want you." Duryodhana said, why? Because he wanted that Narayani Sena. So then Krishna promised that he will never lift a weapon in the war. And one more thing, did you see the beauty of Krishna? Give here. Did you see the beauty of Krishna? See, what is Krishna doing here?
Chariot.
What chariot? He is driving the chariot. Means he is the driver of Arjuna. Do you think at least one day your boss's, your father's boss will drive your boss? Will he give a lift at least one day for half an hour at least to go home? Will the boss of your father become a driver to your father? Huh? But see, Krishna is the supreme boss. Huh? He is becoming driver of Arjuna. Arjuna is saying, "Go here, go there." And Arjuna, yeah, Krishna is saying, "Yes, Arjuna." Why? Because Krishna becomes a servant of his devotees. Of pure devotees. Not like you and me. And we should not do devotion to make Krishna as our servant. Remember that. So basically, because Krishna loves to serve his devotees. He loves to serve his devotees. Now we will see in one more, in another sample, that how gentle Krishna is. Krishna becomes the person who takes care of chappals. That will come in another story, some other time. So Krishna is so gentle, and he washes the feet of all the people who come to the program. So then this Bhishma, so Krishna had promised that I will not take any arrow in between. Now what happened? This Bhishma, now after the arrows were taken by Duryodhana, are you able to link what I am saying?
Yes.
So this Bhishma said, tomorrow I will make Krishna lift a weapon, or either I will kill Arjuna or I will make Krishna lift a weapon. That was the promise Bhishma made. And Bhishma was a very great devotee. Now the next day the war started. And Bhishma Dev was such a powerful archer, he was showering arrows on him. So showering, waves of arrows were coming. Waves, you know, waves in the ocean. So many arrows were coming on Arjuna. And Arjuna and Krishna, that chariot was covered with arrows. Nobody could even see Krishna and Arjuna. So many arrows. Bhishma was just showering with arrows. And at that time, the arrows even hurt Arjuna. It even hurt Krishna. Blood was coming from Krishna's body. So, but this was his devotion actually. Because Bhishma was a great devotee, great archer. He was offering arrows to Krishna, but those arrows were actually offering flower petals. Like how a devotee offer flower petals to Krishna, the same way the arrows of Bhishma were like flower petals to Krishna. It was not like arrows to, he didn't send arrows to kill Krishna, but to, as an offering at his lotus feet. So Bhishma, now what did Krishna do? The moment he saw that because he wanted to protect Arjuna. So what did Krishna do? He jumped from the chariot. He jumped from the chariot, and below there was a big wheel from another chariot. So he took that wheel and he went running towards Bhishma. Now observe, Krishna was looking so beautiful. Every time he looks beautiful. This is the beauty Bhishma likes. Krishna was filled with the dust that was springing from the war field. You know, in the war, so much dust is raised, right? All the dust was there in Krishna's body. And Krishna was sweating. Huh? And when you and I sweat, we stink, right? It smells so bad. But when Krishna's, you know, Krishna was sweating, beautiful dew drops were there on his face. Krishna's face. Huh? And blood was coming from one side, it was sweating from the other side, and full the body was covered with the dust. His top cloth fell down, and Krishna was coming running with the wheel. This form is loved by Bhishma. He was coming running to Bhishma to kill Bhishma. Bhishma said, Krishna, please come and kill me. Why? There is nothing like being killed by Krishna. Then that day the shank was blown, and once the conch shell is blown, the war is ended. That is the rule. So then the war was ended, and the point is, when Krishna was coming with the wheel, Arjuna, he was catching hold of Krishna's lotus feet. He said, please don't, Krishna, don't break your promise, because Krishna's promise will be broken of not taking a weapon. So please don't. And Krishna was dragging Arjuna and going towards Bhishma. So this way, Krishna was dragging Bhishma, and he was going towards dragging Arjuna to kill Bhishma. Not to kill Bhishma, to do that pastime. Here actually there are two things. One is, he is protecting Arjuna from Bhishma. Another, he wanted to keep the promise of his devotee. He breaks his own promise. Are you able to understand what I am saying?
Yes.
What did Bhishma promise? That tomorrow I will make Krishna lift the weapon. So Bhishma was a very great devotee. So to keep the promise of Bhishma, Krishna broke his own promise. So this pastime, Bhishma was remembering. He saw Krishna in front of him when he was in the bed of arrows. And when the right time came, he left his body. So this way Bhishma, Krishna is committed to his devotee. So at the time when he was leaving his body, Krishna came. So even if we people, if we keep chanting the names of Krishna, we read Bhagavad Gita, we read Bhagavadam, at the time when we leave our body, Krishna will come. It's not that Krishna has come directly, even in the form of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is not different from Krishna. In the form of Bhagavad Gita, in the form of Bhagavadam, like for example in the Bhaktivedanta hospital, there are so many people who leave their lives. But at that time, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavadam is read in the last moment for them. So that they remember Krishna. So this way, Krishna is the well-wisher of his devotees. This is one of his qualities. Krishna Bhagwan ki. She is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.